Numbers, chapter 9. The Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the first month of the second year after they came out of the land of Egypt, saying, "The Israelites are to keep the Passover at the appointed time. On the 14th day of this month, at twilight, you are to keep it. At its appointed time, according to its statutes and regulations, you are to keep it." So Moses told the Israelites to keep the Passover. They kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month at twilight in the wilderness of Sinai. The Israelites did everything just as the Lord commanded Moses. But there were certain people who were unclean, having had contact with the dead body of a man, so they could not keep the Passover on that day. So they came before Moses and Aaron that day and said to him, "We are unclean, having had contact with the dead body of a man. Why are we prevented from offering the Lord's offering at its appointed time among the Israelites?" Moses responded to them, "Wait here while I hear what the Lord commands concerning you." Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Tell the Israelites, if any of you or your descendants are unclean, having had contact with a dead body, or have gone on a distant journey, they may still keep the Passover to the Lord. In the 14th day of the second month, at twilight, they must keep it. They will eat the Passover lamb with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They must not leave any of it until morning or break any of its bones. They must keep it following every statute of the Passover. But the person who is clean, who has not been on a journey and fails to keep the Passover, that person must be cut off from his people, because he has not offered the Lord's offering at its appointed time. That person will bear the consequences of his sin. If a foreigner living among you wants to keep the Passover to the Lord, he must do so in accordance with the statute and regulations of the Passover. You are to have the same statute for both the foreigner and for the one who is born in the land." On the day that the tabernacle was set up, the cloud covered the tent of the testimony, and from evening until morning it was over the tabernacle looking like fire. This is how it always was. The cloud covered it, and at night it had the appearance of fire. Whenever the cloud lifted off the tent, then the Israelites would set out, and in the place where the cloud settled, there the Israelites set up camp. At the commandment of the Lord, the Israelites began their journey, and at the commandment of the Lord, they set up camp. As long as the cloud stayed over the tabernacle, they would remain camped. Even when the cloud stayed over the tabernacle many days, the Israelites followed the Lord's order and did not set out on a journey. Sometimes the cloud was only a few days over the tabernacle. So, according to the Lord's command, they remained camped, and according to the Lord's command, they set out. Sometimes the cloud remained only from evening until morning, and when the cloud was taken up the next morning, they continued on. Whether by day or by night, when the cloud was lifted, they set out. Whether it were 2 days, or a month, or a year, that the cloud remained over the tabernacle resting on it, the Israelites remained camped and did not set out. But when it lifted, then they set out. At the commandment of the Lord, they set up camp, and at the commandment of the Lord, they traveled on. They kept the charge of the Lord at the commandment of the Lord through Moses.